And the whole point of the funnel is to flood the top of the funnel with a lot of people that are still within my target audience, right? I don't want just anybody coming through the funnel because it takes more work than to filter the people out that have no interest in me or my product or service. So I want to flood the top of the funnel with as many prospects that are potential buyers or at least interested in me and what I have to offer. And then let the process handle itself with the middle of the funnel and then ultimately going through, hopefully, the bottom of the funnel where they actually are converted into a client of mine. So there's three systems that I want to talk about today that you'll need to have in place into your business in order to get clients. The client attraction system, the client conversion system, and the client nurturing system. Now, these three systems are woven into the foundation of the business. Well, hello, and welcome back to the Small Business Startup Essentials podcast, where we dive into the topics of starting your own online personal brand business. Maybe money's tight and you'd like to have an additional income stream, but maybe you're making that later in life pivot and you'd like to monetize your expertise. I offer coaching through my Solopreneur in 90 Days program. You can sign up for a time slot at tomclaremont.com/coaching. But now let's get right into this episode. Well, welcome back to another episode of the Small Business Startup Essentials podcast. And today, I'd like to talk a little bit about the topic of getting clients and some of the systems that need to be in place in order for you to do that. I'm a big fan of setting up processes and systems, so I hope that this episode will help you to improve in that area as well. Now, there's many approaches to this topic of getting clients, and I'm sure there's a never-ending supply of YouTube videos that are out there that you can watch. But I just wanted to go over this topic from my perspective and just to let you know what works for me and how I incorporated these systems into my business. So I'm sure that you're probably familiar with some of the terminology for marketing funnels. But if not, if you're new to this, I'll just take a quick minute to explain what they are. See, the marketing funnel is just a process where you move the prospects of your target audience through that know, like, trust, try, buy process. And if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, you probably heard me mention this at least once or twice. It's a common theme for me. So the top of the funnel, if you're looking at a diagram of a funnel, is the widest part. And that's where the most people are going to be seeing me and my business and my products or services, maybe even hearing about me, right, through the podcast. But then it gets filtered down more and more through the middle part of the funnel and then through the bottom part where it gets filtered down to only a select few people that are actually buying a product or a service of mine. And these different parts of the funnel have different names to them. Real quick, the top of the funnel has an acronym, T-O-F-U, called TOFU. The middle of the funnel has an acronym, M-O-F-U, called MOFU. And the bottom of the funnel has an acronym, B-O-F-U, called BOFU. And these are common terms. You'll hear them thrown around from time to time, not only from me, but from others in the industry as well. And the whole point of the funnel is to flood the top of the funnel with a lot of people that are still within my target audience, right? I don't want just anybody coming through the funnel because it takes more work than to filter the people out that have no interest in me or my product or service. So I want to flood the top of the funnel with as many prospects that are potential buyers or at least interested in me and what I have to offer. And then let the process handle itself with the middle of the funnel and then ultimately going through, hopefully, the bottom of the funnel where they actually are converted into a client of mine. So there's three systems that I want to talk about today that you'll need to have in place into your business in order to get clients. The client attraction system, the client conversion system, and the client nurturing system. Now, these three systems are woven into the foundation of the business. And I talk about the foundation of the business in other podcast episodes. So episodes 30 to 36 talk about that. And episode 69 talks about funnel basics. So I'm not going to get too deep into those topics in this episode because I already covered that. But in my ebook that I recently updated, I focus on four different areas of my business where I weaved those three systems in, all right, into my business, right? The website, the social media account, specifically LinkedIn, the podcast, and the email list. Now, I don't have a ton of time going over each of these three phases of the funnel in this episode, but I can at least give you an outline of how it all fits together, okay? And, you know, if you want a copy of the ebook, just reach out to me at tom@tomclaremont.com or look me up on LinkedIn and send me a DM, a direct message. Now, it's over 100 pages and covers a lot of what I talk about in the podcast in a lot more detail. So starting with the client attraction system, remember the goal here is to get a lot of people into the top part of the marketing funnel. We can do this through our content, meaning the copy that we create. But in order to do that, we need to have a clear understanding of who our target audience is, because if we try to sell to everyone, we end up selling to no one. We have to have a specific target market and a specific target audience so that we don't flood the top of the funnel with the wrong type of people. In order to flood the top of the funnel with qualified prospects, look, from the website perspective, let's start with a simple, clean design that's easy to navigate and has a professional look and feel. Now, with limited navigational options, I personally don't have a lot of pages on my website so that the website visitor only has the options to focus on my core pages. So, you know, I really don't want people getting distracted or sidetracked with a lot of other things. The copy or the text that I have on the website is from the perspective where I present me and my business, but to present it in such a way that focuses on how I can help my target audience solve their problems with, you know, their online business launch or development. Still on the topic of the website, from an SEO perspective, you know, for the search engine optimization angle, I'm using a WordPress plugin called Yoast, Y-O-A-S-T, to optimize the pages, you know, using keywords and phrases that rank higher for Google searches. You can verify what will work on the Google search engine in advance through the use of the Google Trends function. Now, from my LinkedIn profile on the social media side, still on the topic of top of funnel, I meticulously went through my profile from every different aspect to try to eliminate as many question marks and my target audience that they might have in their head about me and what I do and how I do it. So starting from the top to bottom of my profile, using Canva Pro, I greatly improved the header image that includes text to make my purpose clear and how I can help people launch their online business and that I have a training program. It also directs people to view a short video called a VSL, a video sales letter. Now, that explains in more detail about what I do and how I do it. My contacts feature has been revised with specific links to direct people to my website, my online calendar, and the podcast. Now, the profile description was created that focuses on how I can help people to become solopreneurs and also mentions my training program. Since I'm on LinkedIn Pro, I have the option to add the VSL link. Again, that's my video sales letter. So if you're not on LinkedIn Pro, I don't think you're going to have the option to add that particular function. For the featured section in my profile, I customize that to specifically offer helpful resources that provides more information on how I can help the potential client. As far as the LinkedIn posts go that I create at least one a day, usually two, sometimes three a day, I use a mix of text and graphics, video content, all targeting my ideal client, and explains from several different categories or content pillars, as I like to call them, the benefits of having an online business and how I can help someone start and build a business. I don't really get into a lot of personal things when it comes to my LinkedIn posts. Usually, occasionally I'll mention something here and there, but I typically stay focused on my business and the problems my target audience is facing. As far as adding new connections and inviting people to be a new connection, I use this feature in a very specific way. So, for example, if I search LinkedIn events for the topic of be your own boss, and then find an event that has that as a topic, and then join as an attendee. Once joined, I can now see everybody else that's attending within LinkedIn, and then filter the attendance list through a customized search so that I can get a filtered result of who's from the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, and Australia. Those are typically the countries that I want to focus on for my target audience, but also who's a second and third level connection, who didn't connect with me yet. And from that filtered list, I can now go through and send connection invites to those people that do not have a business according to how their profile description is. And so now when they connect with me through LinkedIn, they're already pre-qualified in three different ways. I know they're on LinkedIn and they're active because they signed up for an event. I know they're interested in the topic that I can help them with because they signed up for that event. I know that they don't have a business yet according to their profile. So these new connections, assuming that when they do connect, are starting to enter the top of the funnel in a pre-qualified way from multiple angles, right? So from there, I can start to build conversations and try to nurture some of those relationships by seeing how I can help them and maybe pass along a free resource. And, you know, there might be ways, other ways where I could help them with whatever problem they're having, right? Now, on the topic of starting an online business. Another way I help people get into the top of the funnel is through hosting webinars through LinkedIn. I do this on a monthly basis and pick a topic that people are struggling with, whether it's finding a niche or explaining a specific business model that they might be interested in. You know, people sign up for the webinar and then I'll start the channels of communication that in other ways as well, right? Beyond doing the actual webinar, I can actually start to chat with people through the DMs, through direct message. So don't forget that even the use of the podcast can be a source of having people enter the top of the funnel. I keep talking to people that are regular listeners and get a lot of positive feedback about the podcast, and it certainly does help to walk people through that know, like, trust part of the marketing funnel. And then finally, I use the email list to continue the conversation and invite people to some sort of call to action, whether it's click on a link, watch a video, download this or that, that I mention. Sometimes I mention the online course from time to time that helps them to bring people in as well. So moving on to the middle part of the funnel, the MOFU, this is where the client conversion system kicks in. Now remember, this part of the funnel intends to convert the top of the funnel visitors as casual observers into actually consider becoming a client for different reasons. Once somebody watches the VSL, it directs them in the video, there's a call to action. It directs them to book a one-on-one complimentary Zoom call with me so that we can have a meet and greet time to get to know each other and see if they'd be a good fit for my training program or just to see if I'm able to help them in one way or another. This Zoom call is a great way to build trust and prove authority that I know what I'm talking about. Now, granted, I don't have all the answers to everybody's problems, but I can certainly help people in a number of ways, you know, or just direct them to other people that can help them in ways that I can't. Glad to do it. When I'm on this Zoom call, I share my screen, show them the resources that I have, or answer questions, explain my training program, show them my online video training resources, you know, things like that. So these strategies help to move people through the middle part of the funnel that called the client conversion system. But I also want to add that as part of the client conversion system, I have what I consider to be a smooth onboarding process as well. I have multiple price points that they can choose from. I have different payment terms, different levels of products and services that I provide, that I make. And I make the sign-up process a lot smoother through the use of the service DocuSign, where I can have them electronically sign an agreement after I customize what they're signing up for based on our conversation. So the DocuSign function is a very helpful tool to help me close the deal, so to speak. Now, finally, the third system that you need to have in place, the client nurturing system, this is where you're actually going to deliver the goods, whether it's a product or a service, and to deliver it in such a way that produces raging fan customers. So the goal here is to not only have raging fan customers, but to get referrals from this client of yours so that you can bypass the whole marketing funnel and all the work that goes with it by having people become clients of yours through the referral process, but also to give your existing clients options to continue being a repeat customer of yours through maybe upsells or through the purchase of another product or service that you might have to offer. So I'll give you an example. So if someone wants to sign up with me just through my online training videos because they have a smaller budget, well, that's fine. They'll have the option to upgrade to the training program at a discounted price. If someone decides to sign up to my training program, but then wants to continue on with me after the training program, they can certainly do that through keeping me on with a monthly retainer fee, okay? So again, that was the bottom part of the funnel, the client nurturing system. So I hope that I was able to give a good outline of these three systems: the client attraction system, the client conversion system, and the client nurturing system, in a way that would help you to have these three systems in place for your business as well. Now, if you need help with getting these systems in place, just reach out to me through my website at tomclaremont.com, or you could look me up on LinkedIn or send me an email, tom@tomclaremont.com. There should be links in the show notes. Okay? Hope it helps. Well, that's all for this episode. If you want to get started on your online business and need some help working through the process, I have a few options for you. You can take the brand new online course I just created, the Solopreneur 90-Day Launch Plan, and go through the same coaching process that I offer one-on-one, but at your own pace. Or you can get direct one-on-one or group coaching from me, where we can really dig into the issues that you're struggling with the most. Either way, you'll have a roadmap for your launch with a solid foundation in place. Just go to tomclaremont.com and pick the options that work best for you. I'll put the link in the show notes. But friends, as always, stay encouraged, follow your dream, and don't give up.